Well, welcome, folks, to Cancer Free, your guide to gentle, non-toxic healing. Our guest today is going to be very interesting to you. I know she is to me. Her name is Elaine Hollingsworth. She lives in Australia, and she is currently the director of the Hippocrates Health Center of Australia, and it's located in Queensland. Before Elaine became the world-famous health crusader that she is now, she was a Hollywood movie actress named Sarah Shane. Some of you may have seen her. She was under contract to Universal Studios for several years in the 50s and appeared with Clark Gable, Rock Hudson, James Mason, Raymond Burr, and others in the movies. But for the last 50 years, and the reason that we're really interested in her today, she's been a formidable campaigner against the sickness industry, as she calls it, and I call it, by the way, as well. And I think you'll understand why I admire Elaine so much when you learn the name of her website and her best-selling book. Her website is called doctorsaredangerous.com, spelled just the way it sounds with no punctuation, doctorsaredangerous.com. Take a look at that. Her best-selling book, which I love and which has helped my wife and I tremendously, is called Take Control of Your Health and Escape the Sickness Industry. Welcome, Elaine. We're awfully glad to have you on today.
Hi, it's very nice to be on, and I love hearing American accents.
Well, you have one yourself. Obviously, you're not a native Australian, is that right?
No, I'm not, but I'm very happy living here.
I know.
And most grateful that they took me in.
Yeah, I suspect they like having you there. Well, we are going to talk today for a few minutes about a very important subject and one that you are quite well informed on and really crusading on, I think, correctly, because so few people are aware of this. It's a medication called Aldara, and give our listeners just an idea of what this stuff is and what it does to people, if you would, Elaine.
Yes, well, I have a great deal of information on my website about this killer drug, which people can get to if they want to get the full Monty on it. But meantime, let me just say that if a doctor ever suggests to you that you need to use Aldara to get rid of a skin cancer, run screaming out of his or her office, because no doctor who has done his homework can be unaware that this stuff is a killer. What happens is if there is a slight break in the skin, and there often is when you have a skin cancer, the Aldara will go into your bloodstream and cause terrible, irreversible autoimmune disease and can even kill people who are delicate, who are susceptible. It can throw you into immediate anaphylactic shock, and of course you can die from that.
Oh, my goodness.
I get excited when I start talking about this,
and
because
this stuff
is terribly
still
upsetting.
On the market? It's still on
I'm
the
sorry?
Market being used today?
No, it's not only it's on the market, being pushed relentlessly by the medical profession, and I know why. I have chapter and verse on this. The doctors are being paid off. Now, I'm not telling you that they go in with dollar bills and hand them to the doctors. It doesn't work that way. They have all sorts of perks. I'm sure your audience is aware of this. Plus, in the instance of the doctor here on the Gold Coast who's pushing it so hard, they spend the pharmaceutical company that pushes this stuff finances seminars so the doctors can recommend it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it is absolutely
happen,
shocking.
Actually. Yeah, I've seen that happen. I've played in golf tournaments with a doctor buddy of mine, and everything was paid for by the pharmaceutical company, the lunch and everything, and of course,
yeah.
They expect prescriptions to flow accordingly. That's
and they get them.
Part of the business, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
But tell me, where can we get the best information about this, Elaine? Is it your website? I know has a link to several different websites on it, but where should people go?
If they want the truth about this drug, All they have to do is go to my website, which is www.doctorsaredangerous.com, and they will find on the home page a link within my own website to The Truth About Aldara, and they will see tremendous amount of testimonials from people who have been desperately ill by this stuff. Not only that, but from the grieving relatives of people who have died.
Oh my goodness.
It is shocking. I have done absolutely everything that I can do to get the government here to ban it. They know exactly how dangerous it is, and they won't do anything about it at all.
Did you tell me it is
the most frustrating thing. I was pushed to the brink because I was so angry about this, and I took out full-page advertisements in magazines in every country, English-speaking country in the world, telling people that this stuff can cause death. Underlined death. And when I wrote the ad with the help of my computer guru, I took a deep breath because I thought, well, that's pretty heavy. They're probably going to sue me or try to sue me. Not a word. It's been a year and a half since the ad appeared, and they haven't even asked me to retract it. Nothing. They don't dare sue me because I'm right. I have all of the evidence.
Yeah. Didn't you tell me that you had written to all of the dermatologists in Australia about this?
It was a huge job. We wrote every dermatologist, thousands of them, with an 8-page essay compiled by scientists from all over the world about the dangers of this stuff. And I got nothing but abuse.
Incredible.
I mean, I thought maybe one of them would write and say, gosh, thank you. I won't prescribe it anymore. But no, they say, how dare you? What are your qualifications?
Oh, for crying out loud.
It
seems like I've read that our NCI here in the United States, National Cancer Institute, and the American Cancer Society both have identified this as a carcinogen, have they not?
Exactly. It's been known for 20 years to cause cancer. It's the active ingredient in it, which is called imiquimod, that causes the cancer. And there are several other ingredients in it to preserve it and make it go into the body. But that is the main one. And that's the one you have to watch out for because there has been so much adverse press, not press really, but things on the internet about the dangers of this drug that they're going to be changing the name of it, the trade name, but they'll still have to call it imiquimod because that's the main ingredient. So whatever they call it, whether it's Aldara or the nifty skin cancer thing, whatever it's called, look at it and make sure it doesn't have imiquimod in it.
Yeah, let's spell that for people. It's I.
It's I-M-I.
I, okay.
Q-U-I.
Q-U-I.
M-O-D.
M-O-D. I-M-I-Q-U-I-M-O-D. Dangerous
right.
stuff.
Now, this is all on my website.
Yeah, very good. Well, I also read somewhere that 3M Pharmaceuticals, the original manufacturer of this, that got it by our FDA and I guess your equivalent, had sold the arm of their company that sells pharmaceuticals fairly recently, sometime December, I think it was December of last year.
That's right.
The company called Greystone. Because of this issue?
Well, here's what happened. My colleague in America, whose name is Richard Beasley, who has a website on the dangers of Aldara and who taught me everything I know about it, really. He's a real scholar. He and I had the only adverse websites on the internet about Aldara. And they got tremendous coverage, just tremendous. And what happened, which is very, very interesting, which just goes to show that little people can make a difference. A reporter with the Wall Street Journal told us that 3M stock plummeted 30 points because of adverse things on the internet. And we were the only ones who had anything like that. And then that was when they started to try to sell it. They began their efforts to sell it, and it took them quite a long time before they ever found anybody to buy it. But now they have, and it's being sold all over the world by different companies. Well, so it must be guarded against.
It's a horror story. If you want to read, if anyone wants to read more about this and it's been prescribed and they've used it, they should probably go either to your website and click on the link or go to the website that's called Aldara1, A-L-D-A-R-A, the number 1.com. Either way, they can get to a lot of information about the horror stories that surround this stuff. I think, you know, before we get off here, we need to tell people what an alternative is, because if they've ever been prescribed this stuff or have any kind of a basal cell carcinoma or other type of skin cancer, they should know about CanSema. And
exactly.
Let's tell them a little bit about that.
I'm so glad to have an opportunity to do this, because I think it's terribly important that people must be empowered to look after themselves, because the doctors are out of control. They are absolutely under the thumb of the pharmaceuticals, and they're not going to give you the right information. There is a cream, salve, as however you want to call it, called CanSema, which has been used, believe it or not, since before the time of Christ. The American Indians used it, well, nobody knows how long, but evidently from the very beginning. And some enterprising organization in America called Omega Laboratories picked up on it, and they started selling it with great success. It was sold all over the world. And it works a treat. I've never hurt anyone. So what happened was that the pharmaceuticals and the medical profession didn't like it, and they got on to the government through the FDA, and they raided the laboratories and broke up the whole laboratory, destroyed the stock, and put the poor guy in jail for 3 years. So it is now illegal in English-speaking countries. It is absolutely shocking. The only place I know of where you can get it is here in Australia. It has absolutely nothing to do with me. I do not sell it. I promise you I don't sell it. And they can find it. People can find it if they're interested, either on my website. I have a link to the people who sell it, or they can go to the website of, let's see now, what is it called?
Yeah, I think I've got that one here.
I think here it is. www.centerforce.com. Now, that's spelled CENTREFORCE .com. And if people, if they're driving in a car or whatever and they can't write it down, they can find him on my website just by clicking on the Rottweiler, who is on the home page.
Okay.
Why a Rottweiler? Good question. It's legal for animals, but it is not legal for people. So all you have to do is say, I want it for my Rottweiler, or my horse, or whatever. It works beautifully for animals.
Yeah, and it's the same stuff, but we can't say we're buying it for ourselves. We have to be buying it for our pets or our horses or whatever.
Right.
It reminds me of DMSO, which can only be sold in this country, you know, over the counter in a what they call a feed store, which is where you buy stuff for your farm animals and so on. But as you know, DMSO has a lot of uses, and people use it. In fact, a gentleman I know yesterday healed a stroke he had with DMSO as a result of my telling him about it, which is interesting. That'll be
so you can get it. I was told we couldn't get it at all. We were trying to get some in, and we were told you couldn't get it from America anymore, but perhaps we were going to the wrong place. We should have gone to a feed store.
Yeah, feed stores have it here, and they sell it 99% or 99.9. You dilute it about 1 ounce of the DMSO, 1 ounce of water, drink that, and it will dissolve a blood clot immediately.
Wow.
Yeah, they say if our friendly Superman that just passed away here had some DMSO administered shortly after he fell off the horse, that he never would have been paralyzed.
Oh.
Yeah, this is pretty good information. But it certainly works for strokes. It worked for this gentleman yesterday. He got over it in a matter
Fantastic.
Of minutes, literally.
Well, I'm learning something. Now, that's I didn't know.
Yeah, if you can get, now the DMSO should be sold there for horses because all veterinarians use it for horses.
So you dilute it one half with water?
Yeah, that's all. And just drink it. In this case, for a blood clot, you drink it. If for other uses, particularly as a carrier, but also for certain treatments of cancer, you can put it on the skin, and it travels all through your body almost immediately and goes through all your cells and the bloodstream and what have you. Interesting stuff, but that's, I guess, a topic for another podcast. And maybe you
yes, I suppose so.
That after we get some common knowledge. But the Kensema, you said you had a personal experience with that, did you not?
I've had a lot of personal experiences because being director of the health center, of course, I come across a lot of people who have skin cancer.
Right.
And I have watched them as they have used the Kensema and have gotten over it. And the way it works is it's magic because you can diagnose it yourself. So if you get something that looks suspicious, a lump of some sort that you don't like the look of, rather than going to a doctor and having him cut it for a biopsy, which is dangerous in itself, as you know, because cutting into it can spread billions of cancer cells throughout your body.
Yep.
So rather than having it cut to see if it is cancer, you simply put the Kensema on it, cover it, you have to put it on quite thickly, cover it over with a Band-Aid for 24 hours, then take the Band-Aid off. If it doesn't look different, it was not cancer. If it looks awful, it was.
Okay.
And then it will come out. It will pop out. I've seen it over and over again. They pop out like sometimes like little balls, perfect little spheres, leaving a little pink, healthy-looking crater that heals up with no scarring.
Wow.
It's quite remarkable.
It even works on melanoma?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No question about it.
That's wonderful. And this is what's called an escharotic salve,
That's right. Yeah, I'm sure there are others, but this one is convenient. It's made up. It's not expensive, and it can be sent through the mail very easily.
Absolutely. Well, that's terrific. I think, you know, hopefully this message will get out. I'm going to try and make sure it does as widely as possible on the Internet to people because they need this information badly.
It's just terribly, terribly important. Now, the most interesting thing about this is that it isn't just for skin cancers. We have seen instances of women with very bad breast cancer using the salve and getting over it. One woman, as a matter of fact, I have her on film because I'm doing a movie about this, in which she describes her experience with the invasive breast cancer and putting this on and watching as all these cancers came up out of the breast and to the surface and then popped out. And she got a complete bill for a clean bill of health from the doctors afterwards. And the interesting thing is that, and I've seen this over and over, that no doctor wants to know how she did it. They're not interested. They don't want to know.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
I've seen that myself. Incredible. Well, that's amazing stuff, Kensema. We'll just have to publicize that as much as we can, and I will certainly try to do it with this podcast. And I am so grateful, Elaine, that you came on and told people about this because it's not well known at all. I was not at all familiar with either Aldara. I knew a little bit about Kensema, and I read about cancer every day, so obviously we need to get this message out, and I will try my best to do that. And we want to thank you so much for giving us your time and your wonderful knowledge today about this. It's really incredible.
And it's been my pleasure.
We'll do our best to promote it to everyone's attention. And
join my crusade. Get the news out there.
We sure will. And we'll do this again. I enjoyed it.
Right.
Thank you very much, Elaine.
Righto. Bye-bye.
Good day.